What is your story? What is the story that is being told right now in your life, in your journey, where you're at? What is it that you find yourself telling people and sharing with people when people ask, like, how's life? How are you doing? What's going on in your life? What is it that you end up sharing? And it would honestly keep me up at night because I was so not okay with where my life was and how I felt about my life. The more that we cultivate that in our life and take time to cultivate our gifts, our abilities, our talents, our passions, the more we're going to experience that in our life. Welcome to the Soulish Podcast. My name is Whitney Apke and I'm your host. On the Soulish Podcast, we talk about the soul journey and the body, soul, spirit connection. And today I kind of have a little, it's been a while since I've done a solo episode. And so I have a little bit of a catch me up of kind of what's been going on because I think it applies to where we're at as a collective and you may relate and be inspired and empowered by it. So why not share it? But today I really want to talk about like, what is your story? What is the story that is being told right now in your life, in your journey, where you're at? What is it that you find yourself telling people and sharing with people when people ask, like, how's life? How are you doing? What's going on in your life? What is it that you end up sharing and how do you feel about that? This all kind of goes in line with transition. And I've been in a huge kind of interesting life transition, I feel like, for a couple years. And all of that started when I basically realized I was going to live in California for only one more year and that I would basically eventually move to Colorado. And I didn't know if that meant I was going to find my person, if that meant I was going to launch into the career, my purpose, my destiny, all of those things. I wasn't sure if it was all of it, one of it. I wasn't sure, but I just knew something's about to change, something's about to give. And it would honestly keep me up at night because I was so not okay with where my life was and how I felt about my life in that last year. And so even my relationship, I would end up not being able to even sleep in the same bed as him, even though I was with him for 5 years prior. There was just this agitation. It wasn't him, it was totally me, because I was in the middle of kind of launching into a new season. And even just a season of transition really is what it's ended up being. I've not landed on one direction or another. It's kind of just been constant change and redirection. And so that hasn't been always very easy. But I want to kind of talk about that because I think that when we're in transition, a lot of times there can be this disillusionment, this disassociation, grief. There can be a lot of things that we end up feeling as we're kind of releasing, letting go, dreaming, you know, envisioning what the future is going to look like. And then also grabbing a hold of something new that, you know, trying something new, going in a different direction that you've never gone before. And so all that to say, this last couple of months was crazy. I had a medical emergency with my family, with my parents. And so I was gonna go nomadic and try the van life. And then it just kind of all didn't matter at that point. It was kind of like, I don't know if I'm gonna move back to California. Never thought I'd live here again, but that may be needed. And I wasn't sure how long I was gonna be in California helping my parents and supporting them through that time. And so I just wasn't sure. It was kind of all up in the air. And it ended up being that I came home beginning of July before my birthday and then quickly had to figure out what was my living situation gonna be. I had a month to kind of decide and I just felt like nothing was kind of auto-clicking into place as far as becoming more nomadic. And so I decided to get another apartment in the same town that I live in here in the Denver area. And that has kind of felt like, did I miss it? Did I miss my opportunity? Was I not brave enough, courageous enough, bold enough, determined enough to make the van life happen? I was even considering living out of my car for a little bit, just in the transition, like a couple months. And I ended up not doing that. So I just really felt like, did I lose my balls, you know, as far as like going nomadic? Is that really not what I want? Or or is it, you know? And so just kind of like questioning all those things. And it's been kind of really difficult to constantly be trying to find like what feels in alignment, what feels good, what is pulling me into it, you know? Is it the nomadic van life? Is it stealing away into the woods? Is it finding a beach home? You know, is it living on the coast? Is it living in the country? Is it having my own farm? Is it living in a different country, Spain, Portugal, New Zealand? Where is it? You know, where do I want to go? What do I want to do? And I was sitting in meditation this morning and it was really interesting. And I wanted to share this with you because I've kind of been asking these questions and have honestly been really frustrated with what my life has ended up. And I've kind of been in that place where I've been asking, like, is this it? Like, this can't be it. Like, I'm 36. I am single. I have no kids. I have a fluff baby. Like, that's it. I'm living in a town that no one else that I know lives in. None of my friends, no family here. The closest family is a 9-10 hour drive away. distant relatives, you know, cousins, uncles, aunts. What the fuck am I doing here? What am I doing with my life? Am I living with that purpose? Am I fulfilled in my life, right? So I'm sure you have felt that way, whether it's right now you're also feeling that same way or you felt it in the past. I guarantee we'll probably feel this way again in the future because there's just, it's always going to be that place of feeling slightly agitated. And I think that honestly comes from the transition and literally you're kind of like about to pop out of a transitional phase or season. It's really interesting because, you know, in astrology, everything is always moving and transitioning and transiting and all of that. And so even astrologically, we're constantly in transit. It's very rare that a planet kind of stays in a house or stays in a section or quadrant or, you know, is conjunct for too long or connected for very long, in retrograde for very long. Usually it's there for just a time and just a season. And sometimes it's a long time, sometimes it's not. It also depends on the planet. But I really felt this morning, I was kind of just kind of emptying. I like to just empty during meditation and not come with all these like pressing questions, right? And all of this, like, why is my life not like this? Why don't I have that? Why do I have this? You know, why isn't it going according to plan or according to what I thought or wanted or had the intention of, you know? Instead, I just kind of emptied myself of no thought, no feeling, no emotion, no intentions other than just literally connecting. And as I was kind of in that place, I literally felt God, source, spirit, universe, my guides, whatever you align with, whatever sounds good to you, with where you're at in your journey. I just really felt like I'm not living to my full potential. I was like, huh, okay, that's interesting. Is that a shame thought? Is that an ego thought? I really felt kind of devoid of ego. I didn't really have any emotions attached to that. I didn't feel shame or guilt or sadness. I didn't have really any kind of emotional reaction, which kind of told me that that wasn't something that was kind of coming from within me, you know, or within my ego. Is more of just literally coming from spirit. And because I didn't feel any judgment on it, it was just like, hey, there's so much more, but you're not tapping into it. I was like, okay, what does that mean? You know, they're like, well, and they brought up a time in my life when I was a little girl. And I've always been spiritually curious, whether it was Christianity or I was hearing that, you know, or hearing stories of things that my mom would tell me of spiritual stuff or angels, you know, that was kind of as spiritual as we got with like guidance or God or source or spirit. But I was always spiritually curious, always if someone had like a gift or something like speaking in tongues or in spirituality, we call it light language. I was like, as soon as I heard it, I'm like, I want that, you know, I want that. And I got it. And I've had it ever since, had that ability. And it's not because I'm awesome or anything. I honestly think as a kid, I just was so open and I was so, so in my element of imagination and openness and like anything is possible and easy to believe and gullible, right? There was the naivety, the ignorance, the gullible aspect of that. But the beauty of it was that I was so open and so intrigued and inspired and willing to partner with God in order to, you know, experience something cool. And there was this one moment where I was outside. I would play outside pretty much all the time. I'd hang out with this one tree that I called Mr. Tree, and he was right behind our backyard fence. So I'd always go outside, down the sidewalk, and then I would hang out in him, and he had like the perfect like little slope to his trunk so I could easily climb up. And then he had like this nestle of like bigger branches that literally was just so easy to sit in, minus the ants. But he also had this really thicker branch that was fun to like jump up onto and swing, and it wouldn't break, but it was strong enough to, you know, to hold a 7-8 year old body. And I remember I was sitting up in him, and all of a sudden I just was like, gosh, it'd be so cool to fly. Like, it would be so fun to fly. And then I literally had the thought, like, what if like the wind could be strong enough that it would lift my body, you know, up from the ground? Like, I just didn't have any like thoughts of like physics, like limitations, like probably too heavy for wind, unless it's like literally a tornado to lift you up. I just thought the wind could like carry me, and then I could fly like that. And that'd be so cool to be like floating on the wind. You know, I just thought like, it's like when you sit in a lazy river in an inner tube, you know, you could do that with the wind, which technically maybe you could, but birds do it. Birds soar and fly and all the things and get carried away with the wind. But I just was like having this really happy thought and just kind of daydreaming and imagining. And so all of a sudden I imagined the wind blowing, and at this point no wind was, not even really a breeze, it was kind of just really still. And I envisioned the trees all around me. With eyes wide open, I just imagined the trees just kind of swooping through the wind, and seeing the wind blow through the trees and kind of move the branches, and that it would pick up, and then it would all of a sudden like pick me up, and then I'd float away, right? I just had total 7-8 year old vision, right? Anything is possible, chocolate factory, you know, kind of visions and dreams and imagination. No joke, the wind started blowing exactly like what I was seeing it. And it started picking up really heavy, to the point where dirt was even kind of flying up. And I was like, whoa. So I like stood up. And then as soon as I stood up, I felt the wind kind of coming underneath me. And it scared me enough. So I like ran into the house, because I was like, oh God, but what if I fly and then I can't get back? Like, what if I get lost? You know, it never hit me that like the wind isn't going to blow, you know, I'm not going to get carried on the wind. That thought didn't happen. The thought was, the wind's going to carry me away, and then I'm going to be lost. And back in the day, we didn't have cell phones, you know, like, what if I can't find my way home? And so then that scared me. So I ran inside. And I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I made the wind blow, you know, and I was like trying to tell her like what I was seeing. But I didn't even get that far, because as soon as I said, Mom, I made the wind blow, she's like, no, you can't think like that. That's witchcraft. That's evil. We don't do that. We don't know that you can't make the wind blow. And so I immediately went from, you know, kind of this creative moment of like inspiration and slash, like, it almost happened, Mom, you know, was what I was going to tell her. But I ran inside because I got scared. I never had the idea at that point yet that something that I could visualize, something that I could create, something that I could literally experience and have manifested could be wrong or evil or bad, you know, have bad intentions, could be used against me. And never had that thought until that moment. And that kind of stuck with me. And so I really felt like spirit kind of showed me that this morning in meditation. And it said, you need to go back to when you were that, because that is the place that you belong. You belong in that space of imagination and creativity and expression and experience and manifesting literally what you're dreaming. And also coming from a place of just like unrelenting belief, you know, just believing, like, just no filter, just it is, it can be, it's possible, like just believing it's possible, because I can see it, it can happen, I can experience it. And I have thought that way even as an adult, that like what I can, if I can see it, it can happen. And I've even said that to clients and I've encouraged them. But I think there's been this like little wounding of and fear of like, well, if I do that, well, what if it's wrong? What if it backfires, right? Or that, you know, any kind of dream I've ever dreamed has kind of I've felt like either it's a relationship that dies out or backfires, or it wasn't what I thought it was. I had rose-colored glasses, or it's a dream, it's a hope, it's a career, it's a purpose, it's a destiny, it's a gift, it's an ability. Like for a long time, I thought, oh, I'm going to be in the music industry. I'm going to be a recording artist, right? I'm going to perform, I'm going to sing on stage. And then when I left Christianity, I didn't really know what to do anymore. I didn't know what to sing about. You know, it was kind of like everything shifted for me belief-wise. So I'm like, I don't necessarily feel aligned with the worship songs anymore. They're beautiful, but like, I don't know what I believe. Like, I don't necessarily believe that, you know? So like, why would I sing about that? But when I tried to kind of do more of like the professional, non-religious, non-Christian music scene, when I tried that out, it didn't necessarily work out like I thought it would. And so then I was kind of wondering, well, I guess maybe this isn't my destiny, but I only tried once, you know, like I didn't try and try again. And when you hear Taylor Swift or anybody else's story that they tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and they just kept knocking on doors, they had to do it multiple times before ever getting a record deal or signed or anything like that. So it's just funny because I've always questioned, like, if something doesn't just work out, like, then maybe it's not meant for me. You know, I kind of like just get the joy, the excitement, the belief, like, gets killed, you know, instantly. And I end up just kind of deflating a bit. And so they were kind of reminding me of that. Like, you have this personality that, like, you really need to see something work out in order to, like, fully believe. But as a kid, you weren't that way. And so I find it interesting because when we're in transition, a lot of times you can get disappointed. You can feel like things aren't working out. You can feel disillusioned, disassociated from your life. You can kind of feel like, what the fuck am I doing? And is this it? Is this all it's ever going to be? And so I just wanted to kind of encourage you in that because I feel like I'm not there yet. Like I'm not talking from a place of like, I have arrived, you know, like I'm doing what I love to do. I am doing what I enjoy doing, but there's more. And that was the message I got this morning is like, you're not living up to your full potential because there's more and because you're not actively tapping into it. For me, that means that I need to start using my gifts again. I need to start primarily using my time to connect with like my intuition, all of that. I need to live in that space instead of kind of off reading fiction novels, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I love a good fantasy fiction story, a good love fantasy fiction story. That's part of it is really kind of prioritizing my time and my energy and my focus and my space to connect with the things that I love doing, the things that I'm passionate or gifted about, or those abilities, those like psychic intuitive or healing, intuitive energy healing abilities, right? That I personally have, that's me personally. You may also have those abilities or you may have other gifts and abilities. But the question is, how much of your time and energy and focus is going into cultivating those and using them, whether just for self or for others? For me, I don't really sing. I sing maybe in the shower sometimes. Sometimes I sing out on my balcony, but I don't sing publicly anymore. And that's one thing that I feel like I'm being called or, you know, it's being pulled out of me of like, come on, Whit, do it. So you're going to be seeing more of that in my socials and stuff like that. I might do some lives and sing just intuitively over people and all of that. I think it's called song alchemy. I honestly have no clue. But I've heard different things and I'm just going to start expressing in the way that I know I normally and am gifted and have the ability to express in a way that encourages and empowers and uplifts people, helps people to connect, right? Because that's what I ultimately feel my purpose is in this life. But you may have a different destiny, you know, and that mine, there's no comparison, right, to yours. Yours could be completely and is completely unique and special and specific to you and is no less better or, you know, whatever. I'm no less better or whatever, right? We're all on our own journeys and all of those are sacred. I can only talk from my experience, right? I grew up in a pastor's home. I've always been in ministry. I've always been in service to others. So of course I cultivated this, you know, desire. And also I really feel like all of that was equipping me for what I'm going to be doing, what I am doing now and what I'm going to be doing in the future. So I was reminded so eloquently this morning that I have more, and that when I'm asking, is this it? That's because I'm literally tapping into the more. When you feel like there's nothing left, it causes you to automatically kind of open to what could be. And I think it's part of it. Like when we are all birthed out of the birthing canal, what happens in that time period is that there's a substance that is excreted, which sounds that's an awful word. I'll never say that again on the podcast. Is released, released into the vaginal wall while the baby is inside and in transition. And I find this fascinating because basically it agitates the baby's skin. It's not harming the baby at all, but it causes an agitation that causes the baby to begin wiggling, which then works with the mother who is giving birth, and it makes the labor easier because the baby is working with the mom and with the contractions. So it's funny because that agitation of like, is this it? And feeling that constriction, that is part of, I think, honestly, like kind of the tail end of a transition season that you're in. You may experience that through your entire transitional season or time in your life. But I really think, like, for me, at least, I've noticed in my life as I've kind of like looked back and sussed out what's going on, I see that I enter this time period where I start asking, is this it? And I start feeling really constricted and limited. And restricted. And that is where I start to basically wiggle, and I start to create some friction and some action, which then helps me to kind of come out of this transitional period and into a new life, a new world, a new moment. And so I just want to encourage you, if you've been feeling that, not that you have to visualize you being in the birthing canal, but you can understand that this is coming up in you for a reason. This is a signal to you that something else is coming, that you're about to step into something new. You're about to up level. You're about to journey forward. You're about to embark on a new adventure in your life, a new season of your life. And that's really exciting. And so I just want to encourage you in that, because a lot of times you can feel very discouraged and very down and very depressed and kind of disparaging to constantly feel like you're in transition. I've been telling a few friends, like, I was like, it feels like I'm on that teacup ride at Disneyland where you are in a teacup and it already spins. And then you have like this big disc in the center that you end up pulling on, and everybody's sitting, unless you're alone, you usually sit with people, and you all kind of pull on this disc, and it causes the teacup to then spin even more as you're spinning. So it can get some G-force on it. My father did that to me once, and I couldn't get my head back inside the teacup because I was being pulled back so hard. Which my mother scolded my dad then, since I like literally couldn't walk straight for a few minutes after that ride. But I was like, it kind of feels like that. This time period feels like right when I think I'm about to make a turn, it's like I double spin, and I just feel like I'm constantly spinning, like I'm never actually landing north, south, east, west, southwest, southeast, northwest, northeast. Like I'm not like find a direction and just go in that direction. And it's been kind of like frustrating to feel like I'm not here, I'm not there, I'm not, okay, that's not it, okay. And just constantly feeling like I'm being brought again into another spin, and just kind of feeling the G-forces of being in this whipped transition of life. I just feel whipped by life. I feel whipped by this, by the universe, never really knowing like, okay, is this it? You know, is this it? And then it's, nope, not it. It's like when you're on a date, same thing. When you're like, is this the one? Yeah, no, that's not it. So yeah, it's just been, that can feel very disparaging, and also kind of having this like disassociation to your life because you're not really hanging on to anything. You're not really involved in anything too much because you don't want to invest in something that is just going to be here for the next month and then gone, you know, or it's not actually going to be something that is going to be long lasting. It's hard. You're, you know, because you're trying to like keep your resources in and not use everything up in this time period. So it can be really difficult. Transition is not easy, but this is the thing that I've been asking is, what is the story that I'm telling people? What keeps coming up? When someone asks why, what is my answer? What is a story that I'm saying about my journey? And is it accurate? Is it actually reality? Or am I coming from a perspective that I'm actually in the middle of transitioning from? Because a lot of times what I've realized is it's really easy to talk about what happened to you. It's more difficult to share the visions that you have of the future, or what you're excited about, what hasn't happened yet that you're hoping for. Because that means that you're kind of speaking it out, and that becomes, you know, you can become kind of vulnerable. And I do recommend never really kind of spilling the deep stuff or the future stuff to people that don't care about you, that aren't invested in your life, that don't support you. It's better to keep it kind of close vested until you're actually, you know, in a place where you want to publicize it. But I really only tell the people that I'm really close to things that are kind of future hopes, you know, visions, that kind of stuff. I really only tell them that. I don't really tell everybody else until, like, I feel like it's ready to be publicized. I kind of keep it to myself, because I've just learned that that can also create confusion when someone goes, oh, really? Okay. Well, hope that works out for you. You know, that doesn't really feel good when it's something that you're like, you know, it's in your heart, in your soul, and you've been like actually thinking about it for years, you know, to hear somebody say that, it just doesn't feel good. And it doesn't really support you on your journey. And in that transitional period too, that can actually, I think sometimes for me, I look back and I feel like I've prolonged that transitional period because that whipped me out of the energy of creating that reality. And so then it took me even longer. So I don't recommend it. I recommend keeping things kind of close vested. But what is the story that you say? What is the story that you share? And are you speaking of what has happened only, or do you ever share or speak about, or even think about, like, your own story, even your own inner dialogue? How much are you spending thinking about the past and present? How much are you speaking of the future that you want to experience? The things you want to do in your life, you know, are you speaking of those things? Are you visualizing it? Are you cultivating that desire for that experience, that life that you want to live? That's honestly been one of the main themes when I've gone into plant ceremonies, plant medicine ceremonies recently, is they've been asking me, how much time do you spend actually cultivating the desire that you have? I just want to encourage you, if you kind of feel, whether you're stepping into something new and you're having a hard time navigating that, or you're in transition like I am, and you're feeling like you're letting go of an old season and coming into a new one, whatever it is, there's more for you. There is always more for you, more available to you, and this isn't it. And so if you're asking yourself that question, I would say, ask, what is my story? What am I saying? What am I telling people? Is it in alignment with what I want to experience? And if not, change your story, you know, modify it a bit, kind of bring in the future element and start putting back in that childlike, you know, hope, belief into things. Come back into that original state of manifestation and creation and just enjoying the journey and enjoying the process, because I think that will really help usher you in with that energy of belief and positivity, right? You can't help manifesting something if you feel that way and if the energy is behind it like that. And the more that we cultivate that in our life and take time to cultivate our gifts, our abilities, our talents, our passions, the more we're going to experience that in our life. So thank you so much for hanging in with me as I was kind of taking a break and just focusing on family and this transition myself, and just kind of reflecting and seeing what's going to happen. I just felt like I needed to take a couple weeks off and really kind of focus in and internalize and kind of come within for a little bit. So thank you for helping me to honor that by still supporting me, supporting the podcast and all of those things. Another thing that I'm doing that you'll see is I am going to be launching my program called I Am Healed. And I love this program because it really helps you to connect with yourself, connect with your body, soul, and spirit. And I believe personally that the more that we connect with self, the more we can heal, the more wholeness, the more unity comes into our being, comes into our life, and the more things we start to see come into alignment in our experiences. And so this program is literally meant to kind of be open to wherever you're coming from and whatever you're dealing with, whatever the challenges, the struggle or the hurt, whatever needs to be healed, that you're kind of coming in with that belief of like, I am healed because I have that ability to heal already within me. I just need to connect. I just need to work through these things. And so I love helping people dive in deep, dive into your spirit, soul, and body in a deep way that is nourishing and nurturing and safe in a container that helps you to basically connect with what it is. What are the roots that make you up, you know? What is it that you're actually deeply connected with and deeply resonating with that you can connect with and then can find that alignment, can find that integration, that embodiment of who you are as a healed whole person. So I love it. I love helping people connect and heal. That is like my main passion, and everything, including this podcast, is all about that. So if you are interested in that, the link is in the show notes. You can also DM me and we can have a chat about it. If you're kind of like, hey, this is where I'm at. What do you think? You know, I love working with people one-on-one. This program is just a way for me to work with several people through their stuff. And I love it. I'm so passionate about it. So, and stay tuned for singing and all the things. I gotta get my bravery, my courage up for it. It's been a long time. It's been years, but I'm really feeling called to it. So that's shortly to come. You guys are first to know. First up. Love you guys so much. Blessings to you. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you felt empowered, inspired, and that your journey and your story about your journey, I hope and pray that this kind of ignited something in you that you're kind of like, what's my story? What am I saying about my journey? Love you guys.